Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. I just realized that the Christmas version of the Doug Loves Movies theme is, strangely, even though it's slower, it is easier to clap to. You can actually keep the clapping going through the whole thing, whereas the other version, the clapping always falls apart at some point. Hello, everybody. That's not what I say. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Killed it. Coming to you once again from our current monthly spot, the Lab at the Improv in Los Angeles, California. What a hot, hot pre-Christmas crowd. It's the third Tuesday of December, the let's call it the 19th. And for the, I think the last time this year, deep breath. 2023 Kingsman, the Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life as We Know It Could Happen to You, Only Live Twice in a Lifetime, Cop and a Half, Nelson of Rambo, First Blood, Part 2 for the Roadhouse, Sit, Terminator 2, Judgment, Dazed and Confused, Car, Cynic, and Old Lace in the Hold School of Rock and Roll, High School, Ties Without a Face, Office Space, Cowboys on the Sides of March of the Wooden Soldiers. Time for Doug Plugs. People love them. People are so into the plugs. My holiday taint shows this year are December 27th at the Improv in Irvine with special guest Amy Miller and more. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at the Punchline in Sacramento on Saturday, December 30th at 4:20. The good old sack punch. And then the next night, stand up, Doug Benson and Friends at the Sacramento Punchline with Chad Opitz, Johnny Taylor Jr., Wendy Lewis. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Doug Loves Movies is coming to Orlando, Florida at the Improv there on Saturday, January 6th at 4:20. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah.
Ted Danson. Pretty nice try, everybody. That was a real nice try. And I appreciate each and every one of you being here. And that's why I brought an amazing, not amazing, it's a pretty cool gift prize bag situation. I brought a lovely basket that I was gifted from the Cannabis Cafe here in Los Angeles. It's a place where you can go and eat and just smoke weed and just blow it in the face of the person sitting across from you. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful space. And then they gave me a hoodie and a t-shirt that are very nice and black and the wrong size and or not my size or whatever. And then I've got these Aura frames from Aura Frames, A-U-R-A. It's a crazy, beautiful frame that you put your digital photographs into magically. And you've seen it. Anyway, they're pretty cool, and they're a sponsor of the show, so they sent me a couple, and I'm giving one away today. And if you want to purchase one, just go to auraframes.com and put in the promo code DLM, and something will happen. I think. I don't know. Maybe nothing happens. Maybe just nice shout out to DLM. All right. So somebody's going to win all of that stuff tonight and then take it home out into the rain. And maybe this hoodie will actually come in handy. You could just throw the hoodie on if it's raining out there. Or cover yourself with it in general. Are you ready to meet our guests this evening? Yeah. I forgot to raise up my hands. Please welcome Wayne Fetterman, Eliza Skinner, and Jay Washington.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of you for being here.
Yay.
Taking time out of your busy holiday schedules.
You're welcome.
Let's meet everybody individually.
Okay.
And alphabetically by first name.
Jesus.
You heard me, Wayne. That's right, Wayne. Sorry.
So close. So
sorry,
close.
Man. It happens.
I can handle it.
Yeah, you'll be okay. It's going to be fine. Am I doing this right? Yeah.
She is
a stand-up comedian and Emmy-winning comedy writer, Eliza Skinner, everybody!
Yay! Me! You guys are very good-looking.
Oh, it is a nice crowd, but also the lights are very low.
I just like to mirror back what they're thinking about me.
Oh, that's nice of you to do that to them, for them. How are the holidays treating you, Eliza?
Not good.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, my cat is sick. I'm a middle-aged white woman. My cat is sick, and my dog now has a broken toe.
Oh.
So it's really, you know, I'm in the service of two small elderly animals right now, and it's a bummer.
Well, I'm sorry you had to leave them for a couple hours to come do this.
Thank you for
giving me
a reason.
Oh, it's a nice break?
Yeah.
And you needed an excuse. They wouldn't accept you just leaving for no reason.
If I'm like, I'm going to take a walk, they're like, what? And with this, I'm like, I'm going to earn our rent.
Yeah.
And they're like, get out of here.
Get that cabbage,
yeah.
All right. So they're reasonable animals, ultimately.
Yeah, sure.
They don't just force you to stay home all the time.
No, just daytimes.
Okay. So, but what about the holidays?
I'm going to be here.
Because those things could happen to your pets any time of year.
Yeah, they don't know.
But it's just been bad timing for you because you'd rather just enjoy the holidays.
Yeah, like it's been kind of cramping my holiday party style, that stuff, you know. But I did put up my Christmas tree. I have plans. I've been watching a lot of movies. I watched the Christmas classic Agnes of God today. So, you know.
That's not a...
No, it's not. Not
okay.
In any way. It's about a nun who kills a baby.
I'm sorry, what?
Agnes of God? It's about a nun who kills a baby. Spoiler.
I liked how if you said it to him again, then he'd know what you were talking about. Agnes of God.
Yes.
Oh, that Agnes.
Yes.
Of all the Agneses. Agnes is such a weird... Like, you picture an old lady
or a
when
nun.
You hear that name.
No, I've seen some fine
or an
Agneses.
Old nun.
Really?
She likes 72, but she still got
okay.
it.
Oh, okay. So,
she still got it.
Yeah, because it was Meg Tilly in the movie, yeah?
Yeah, then I went on a whole Meg Tilly run, watched a bunch of Meg Tillys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know Meg Tilly is happy y'all mentioned her a lot on this podcast. Right?
She was
her,
fun.
Her ghost.
I liked Meg Tilly.
She was in a Big Chill.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, yeah, lighten no up points. The crowd with all these references.
No points We're, to win yeah. just yet, but you were right.
Sorry.
That was correct.
That's just the way my boring brain thinks.
Also joining us today, thank you. Thank you, Eliza. Also joining us today, a stand-up comedian and Emmy-winning writer.
That's definitely not me.
No? All right, well, I'm going to say it anyways. Jay Washington!
Look, let me tell you something. I win an Emmy. I'm going to claim that, though. I'm going to win an Emmy very soon. But look, I ain't won one right now. I don't want y'all to be looking up for an Emmy. Like, I ain't see his name on no list. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here. Very happy to be here. I'm very nervous on this stool. I don't feel like you want to hold my thick ass up. Just want you to know that, Doug. I'm just.
I was concerned about that stool in particular.
Yeah, this motherfucker is rocked.
Beforehand, I was like, "This thing
should
is."
Should we switch?
No, I don't want to move. I'm just good. As long as okay. I don't move, I'm good. I'm not even gonna breathe.
I
that
think
much.
If you stay perfectly still, it'll
oh
be
shit,
fine.
I'm gonna look like a gargoyle statue up here, just like he's frozen.
Tap me if you need spotting.
I can't move. So I'm just going to blink my right eye real quick. Please look at me, and I'm not having a stroke. So.
You're my favorite gargoyle in baggy camo.
Thank you. God damn it, Doug.
But are you having a good holiday season, or are you concerned about Eliza's pets?
I'm concerned for Eliza's pets, mainly the dog, because the dog is so cute. I just saw the dog on the phone. I lost my voice from all these holiday parties. I'm holiday partied out. I've been going to holiday parties since December 4th, and I just want this shit to end right now. I don't give a fuck about none of these holidays no more. I'm at the point, goddamn it, bring on Dr. King Day so I can just do something productive and read and celebrate. You know, I don't even want Kwanzaa at this point. I feel like it's going to be 7 days of Kwanzaa celebrations, and I got to deal with a bunch of seven-day black people. I don't want to deal with this. There's been too much partying, not enough holidays.
7 day black people, is that from the people who brought you 90 Day Fiancé?
Coming soon to the Ray J Network. Yep, 7 day black people.
No one can handle more than a week.
They thought it was going to be 31 days, but little did they know it would only be 7. So yeah, I mean,
how long is a fortnight? Is that a week?
That's have a
two,
long.
I think it's
two nights.
Two weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I believe.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Never
they never taught us that in the fucking in Chicago public schools. I never thought I was gonna believe. Yeah, you
apparently
need
the game fortnight doesn't.
Yeah, the
teach
game
you
fortnight
is
a whole different thing. But they're not gonna be like, yo, you gonna need to know how long a fortnight is when you write a check using the Pythagorean theorem. None of this shit I use in real life. Okay. But no, holidays have been good, man. I'm sleepy. Like, because I've just been so busy in a good way. But again, a lot of holiday parties and just work. And so, and now I'm concerned about Eliza's cat and dog. I'm really concerned.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Because I'm a middle-aged black man. And and I just watch a lot of cartoons.
I love that both of you, Eliza and Jay, have described to the listeners what you are.
Yes.
In case anybody was thrown off.
I was just trying to get out in front of that cliche of, like, my whole life is my cat and dog.
Right. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do, though?
Live that cliche.
Cats and dogs are amazing.
Right?
They're better than most things.
Mm-hmm. They're good for me when I got Claritin. I have allergies.
Oh. Arms length.
Yeah, that's true. I was not much of a cat person for a long time because of my allergies, but then I just pushed through, you know, just met some cats and got
a couple days face cool swelling, just got with it.
Yeah, you just get past it. now I'm cool with cats.
Yeah, hey, I'm just gonna make it 3 more days, right? Face swollen, eyes closed. I just still love y'all.
Well, speaking of face swollen and eyes closed, our next guest.
True. I am a little doughy, but I wouldn't use the word swollen.
Our next guest is a stand-up comedian and Emmy-winning comedy writer.
Producer, come on.
Emmy-winning producer, it's Wade Fetterman!
Thank you, guys. Thank you for showing up, eating. I love it.
So you produced award-winning fare, but you didn't write award-winning fare.
Correct. Been nominated, but no.
You never know. Never. You never know.
Who knows?
It could happen at any time.
I have a hunch.
Any minute it could happen.
But
thanks for being here, Wayne.
Thank you. Do you want to know about my holidays?
Not really.
I didn't think so. Sure.
You're gonna not contribute anything
not really.
To that conversation,
nothing,
really.
Nothing.
You're just anxious as I am to talk about movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. I've been on a jag, not the TV show, but the
expression for somebody who just goes off about something. You went off on a jag.
Yes, I've been on a movie going jag. Is that correct?
I think I've seen maybe.
I'm not.
You don't know that expression, Jay?
Hell no.
It's just you just take the Y out of your name and replace it with a G.
No, we just not gonna do that. I'm gonna go for a jag. That sounds like something completely different.
Do you know the expression? I'm on a tear.
Yeah.
That's jag is the same thing. I'm on a jag.
I'm on a jag, so it's like my hand's occupied.
Right, right. Like you jag off.
I didn't say it was a good expression.
Yeah, okay.
Or that it didn't sound like masturbating.
If you were like tearing off your dick, that would be something different.
That would be LSD. Terrifying.
Sorry, guys. That's what you got all night.
Dick tears. Not and
all,
movies.
Not all night. You'll get out of here at a reasonable time. Does anybody have to work in the morning? Because they told us we have to wrap this up by 2 a.m.
They told us.
They told us in the pre-show speech.
Yeah, they told us.
They sat us down.
They said, listen, back and forth.
Said, listen, there's another show at 9:30, but we need yours done by 2 a.m.
We'll just push you guys to the
we
side.
We might have two shows going on once, like a split screen situation.
They took out the laser pointer. They made clear. That's corporate.
They asked you about a timeshare.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Somebody had a whole PowerPoint. It was all beautiful.
I have a question for each of you. It's the same question.
I love it.
For everybody.
Okay.
Are we going to do it in order of first name alphabetically?
Yeah, that's you know, that's
like
we've established that's going to be the order until it becomes not the order.
Okay.
Things could change at any moment. This show's crazy. I don't save all the twists for the final act.
Of course.
They could happen at any time. But yeah, you're last in this one, Wayne, so cool
Did
your
you
jets.
See the movie Killer by any chance?
The one with what's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah,
where he goes out and does that stuff?
Yeah,
it's the new David Fincher.
Yeah,
starring what's his name?
Oh,
though?
Is that the Michael Fassbender? Okay, I have to think about it for a second.
Yeah. Written by the guy who wrote Seven.
Yeah,
Seven
David
what?
Andy Walker.
David
yeah.
Andy David Walker.
Yeah, yeah, you knew the three.
Andrew David Walker.
Yeah. But
so,
there's a quick twist in that right at the top. It's really fun.
The killer starts with a twist.
Yep, starts with a twist.
Can I guess it? Will you tell me it's right if I guess
well,
it?
On the air, you want to do it and ruin it for everyone?
Well, if it's at the beginning of the movie, how that seems like it's not a twist. If it's immediate.
All right. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Guess.
Does it start with Gwyneth's head in a box still?
What's in the box?
That's what was in the box?
Yeah.
Michael
Fassbender's head.
That movie makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of spoilers.
I never knew.
I can't believe I just gave away what happens in Seven.
Seven.
As they spell it, yeah.
I thought it was one of those things like, you know, what Bill Murray whispers in Lost in Translation. Like, you're never supposed to really know.
I thought it was the baby.
What?
Remember, she was pregnant.
Oh, that's true. Oh, that
she was pregnant. I thought it was the baby.
Okay, that could be it.
Because it could have been as sick as it, like, yo, my Santa's envy. Like,
it was a big box. Could have been both.
This is true. Because Gwyneth's head
could have been the baby's head.
Well, no, Gwyneth's head
isn't
that big.
It's not up for interpretation. It's definitely her head. You mean you thought it was a baby until they revealed that it was her head?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were to this day sticking to the it was a baby theory. Listen, I've got my own version of Seven. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, your version. No, but the question I want to ask everybody, I've been asking about holiday movies for the whole month, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to wrap that up. So what I want to ask you about is, and I feel like Wayne's going to have an answer, but I'm sort of springing this on the other two guests because they probably don't think in these terms. Maybe Jay does. But we'll start with you, Eliza.
Great.
Favorite movie. Please recommend or tell us your favorite or best movie of this past year of 2023.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, May, December.
There you go.
Yeah.
Strong answer. Got a big reaction from the crowd.
Yeah, it's a hot crowd. Look, this room is tough because every time I perform in here, I feel like there's clearly an apocalypse going on outside and we're all locked in here. I don't know what it is about how dark the doorway is, but it's just like, all right, guys, well, at least we've got this. It'll be okay.
We've got
It'll
each
be
other.
Okay. Let's tell some jokes.
We're in the bunker. Yeah, we've got some time. Let's go ahead and make a podcast.
Yeah.
Let's play some movie trivia.
Yeah, Todd Haynes. He's great. Fuck. Are my kids alive?
Are you a Todd Haynes? Like, do you like all Todd Haynes movies or
I do.
What?
And after I watched May, December, I realized there was a couple of holes in my Todd Haynes experience, including Carol, which I thought I had seen, but apparently I'd only seen like the first 20 minutes 100 times. Starting with Velvet Goldmine, love Todd Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdly, one of my other favorites, I don't know, maybe this isn't weird. It's good to like somebody's stuff. Dark Waters. I fucking love Dark Waters. Thank you.
There you go.
I'm from Virginia. And I grew up like going to high school across the street from DuPont. So seeing the story about somebody taking down DuPont, I'm like, yeah, finally. They were really shitty Parkers.
That's Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark Ruffalo takes him down with the help of Anne Hathaway. Just mm-hmm. at home going, you get him, honey.
Yeah. A lot of dead cows.
She's very supportive.
A lot of gross dead cow stuff. So if that's your thing, Dark Waters.
Wait, so what? But that was from a previous year. That's a couple of years old. So you're going with May, December.
May, December is my favorite this year. Yeah, I'm really excited anytime I get to see Natalie Portman not be like a pathetic victim. I feel like she's good at it, but nobody thinks of her. Like, casting directors are like, wow, we have like a really fucked up person who's going to fight something. Not Natalie. And every now and then someone is like, no, give her a shot.
Yeah, she's fine. She's in her nasty bitch era.
Yeah, her Vox Lux closer era.
Yeah. She usually plays characters that are like, smiling or, performing for somebody or, presenting in some way. And this one, like... she let the curtain down and was just an unpleasant person.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody's so
Did you ever
unpleasant.
See her in The Professional?
Yes, Wayne, I did. And I had to sign up for a program and tell all my neighbors.
Yeah, she's talking about that now.
she's like, maybe that was inappropriate, what we were doing there.
I saw Harry Connick Jr. at the Hollywood Bowl when he brought his kid out. This was probably like, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. He brought his daughter out and was like, she's touring with me. It's so great. because that's him. He's like, this is my daughter, everybody. Come on, bang, bang. And the guys in front of me, we were sitting behind these like this row of... older men, and they started talking about how his daughter wasn't as hot as Natalie Portman in The Professional. They were like, she's not really that hot. Oh, remember Natalie Portman? Yeah, see, now that was a hot kid. And I was like, would it be okay with the Hollywood Bowl if I unzipped my skin and left it here as I exited the venue right now? Because I'd like to do that.
It's so funny, too, that she, in this movie, May, December, she plays a character who at one point is discussing the casting of a 13-year-old actor, and she's talking about how he's not sexy enough.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm also, like, I'm apparently, I think, one of three people who really likes Vox Lux, and that's one of the things I liked about that, too, that she played the older version of a younger person who gets horribly sexualized as a kid, and then when she grows up, she's this monster... pop singer. Okay. You guys watch that and then come back and listen to the podcast version of this and you'll be like, she's right.
Now, May, December is interesting also for the fact that it just recently got some Golden Globe nominations in the musical or comedy category. And I swear, there's plenty of people out there that turn on their Netflix and watch some or all of that movie and do not find it funny in the least.
Was it Ad Astra that had Robert Pattinson in it?
Oh, dear God.
Or that was a Brad Pitt astronaut movie.
Oh, what was the one with Robert Pattinson? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Where he was an astronaut?
Yeah, he was in the sci-fi movie where he's on a spaceship, and right. I went to see that. And there's a scene in it where this French actress goes into a room, and it's like a sex room, and then like water, like fluid starts pouring out under the door. And there was a family sitting next to me in space.
All right.
There was a family sitting next to me that clearly was like, "We just like Twilight. What's happening?" And they got up and left, and I was like.
Yeah,
way to break out of that shell, Robert Pattinson.
I'd say most diehard Twilight fans have never been satisfied by another Robert Pattinson film ever again, because he's in some fucked up movies.
Yes, yeah. He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes really dark material.
Lighthouse recently, Batman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his Batman obviously is quite dark. Mm-hmm. All right, Jay. Here's the question. Top movie for you of 2023.
It is actually a tie. Because I had to remember what I watched.
I will not accept a tie.
God damn it, Doug. All right. So,
you can tell us two and we'll figure it out.
So between They Clone Tyrone.
Ooh. Okay.
And Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. That was one. I remember I was at the premiere of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And I remember watching it, and I knew it's going to be another movie behind it. But when it got to the end, it was like, to be continued. I was like, no, the fuck is not. Finish this shit now. I was aggressive. And they was like, sir, you need to calm down. I was like, shut the fuck up. Play the rest of the movie. And so that was that. But then I watched They Clone Tyrone, and I was like, oh, Jamie Foxx got a bad wig on. Like, this is a Tyler Perry movie. Cool. And then I watched Black Twitter go on a whole lot of conspiracy theories saying that they cloned Jamie Foxx for real. And that he, you know, remember when Jamie Foxx was sick and everybody thought he was dying?
Yeah.
And then he popped back up. Well, Black Twitter said they really cloned him and it ain't really Jamie Foxx. And I was like, this is great. I love my people. This is fucking amazing. So, but no, They Clone Tyrone is a real good movie. It's very satirical, but it's like Sorry to Bother You meets Black Dynamite. Mm-hmm. And it's very fun. It has a lot of different messages in it. But if I really have to pick, because I noticed what Doug's
going to pressure's on.
I'm going to pick Spider-Man Across Spider-Verse.
Was Spider-Man the first Spider-Verse movie? Was that number one in its year for you?
Absolutely not. There was so much in that year that it came out. But it was like number one in my heart.
So now the sequel, that it really is that much better.
Sequel amped it up.
Or is the bar lower this year?
No. The bar is not that much lower.
Okay.
Well, no, I think the problem is there's a lot of good movies that came out this year, but you wouldn't know, like not you all, but the average person wouldn't know because we've been on strike. We were on strike for so much of the summer. Mm-hmm. So with the writers and the actors us being on strike, there was nothing promoted. Everything just dropped, and you was like, oh, that came out? Yeah. Like, I went and saw Strays, and I was like, I wish a dog would bite me right now after watching this movie. Did you ever see that movie, Doug?
I didn't see Strays.
Oh, my God. It's with Will Ferrell and Jamie Foxx voicing dogs. And the whole point of the movie is Will Ferrell's the dog is trying to find his owner so he can bite his dick off. That's the whole point of the movie. It's the whole 2 hours of the movie. He just want to find his owner to bite his dick off.
Well, you know, now I'm intrigued, of course. But also, I think what'll really, really sell it for me is if he indeed bites his dick off.
Spoiler alert, he does.
Yes, wow. I'm in.
They actually go through
now
with it.
Now I'm in.
I was going to go
ending.
Watch yes. that tonight. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I feel like more movies just needed to tack their name onto Barbie. Like,
yeah,
the Barbenheimer, Strays, like if it just could have kept going.
Cut out the scene, though, where Barbie bites Ken's dick off.
It explains so much.
I know.
I mean, it explains the anatomy so
there.
Much.
It's just not there from jump, and they could have really.
Is that in the Tarantino cut?
Yeah. No, that's when they chew on the Barbie feet.
Oh.
Yeah, the Tarantino
people
cut.
People at home
Barbie's
are going to love that. Keep all, that in.
All Barbie feet all the time. Okay, so we're going with Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse.
Okay. What do you want? What do you...
I almost said,
what do you want, Wayne? What do you want?
This is what I want. First of all, I think it's interesting that, like, the big, you know, like, Barbie, Oppenheimer, the one about the Osage Nation. What is that called?
Killers, Moons.
Nobody has picked that as their best movie. It's kind of interesting.
Killers, Moons, and I'm part Flowers, of that as well. And Stars, yeah, Lucky Charms.
Yeah. I got kicked out of Barbie after the first hour, so it was all it was a jumbly thing. I didn't do anything, but I went with my friend Guy Branum, and he had bought tickets for the wrong day, so it ended up that we were sneaking into the movie.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And so we were, like, trying to play it cool, but there was a loud toddler, so everybody was complaining about the toddler, so they came in and they kicked Guy out instead of the toddler, so I left with Guy.
Did they think that it was a giant toddler they were looking for?
I think, well, because he was like, I found a seat and he didn't. But so a lady followed us out when the usher kicked us out and was like, we didn't mean them, we meant that baby. And I was like, the lady's trying, she's got a baby. I think the baby's quieter now, but they were mad that they kicked us out instead of the baby. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the internet has been asking me for months why I got kicked out of Barbie after an hour. You guys know now.
Oh, I have to shamingly admit I didn't see Barbie yet, and I say it shamingly because a friend of mine is one of the Barbies.
Yeah, it's streaming now.
I still haven't watched it.
Well, but I mean, you can watch now
it's
you
on
can.
Max. It's on Max.
It's on Max.
Can I guess which one's your friend?
Yes.
Margot Robbie.
Issa?
No. It's Alexandra Shipp.
Nice. Alexandra Shipp. Every time she's like, so you still ain't seen the movie? I'd be like, I have watched the trailer. All right.
Well, anyway, just tell her that I thought she was great in it.
I will tell her.
All right. So, Wade, what's your favorite movie?
Well, this is going to be a real curveball.
Oh, I see. You were doing a big ramp up naming all those other big popular movies.
Yeah, it's not going to be one of those movies. It's going to be a real curveball because you know I don't like foreign films. You know that about me. I like to watch movies and I read them.
Yeah.
But there's a movie called Anatomy of a Fall that I thought was phenomenal.
Wow. Yeah. Do you feel like there's a lot of phenomenal movies you've missed because of not wanting to watch foreign films?
No, I mean, I've seen like the classics and stuff, but even just so you know, like there was a movie that was subtitled. I'm not sure. I know it was a joint Polish, Russian, U.S. production of what's it called? Zone of Interest.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
We got some award interest.
I walked out of that.
Really? Wow.
That's how much I don't like reading movies.
How do you feel about all the dubbing these days? I feel like there's more dubbing.
I don't know. I mean, it all depends on the movie, but this movie was really...
I think Zone of Interest is a fun movie to walk out of, because if anybody says, why are you leaving? Say, well, I heard there's a more interesting Zone of Interest.
This is just outside my zone of interest.
Yeah, pretty much any other zone would be more interesting at this point.
So anyway, it's. I know a lot of people haven't heard of this movie, but I thought it was quite...
Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it? It's a courtroom drama. But in other languages.
In France. French.
Yeah.
French. France.
In France.
It's in France language.
It's in France. They put some France dressing on it.
What'd you like about it?
Great follow-up question, Eliza.
Sorry.
Well, no, I'm serious.
It kind of reminded me of Gremlins 2.
What? No. And
sorry, what?
The new batch?
Yeah, the new batch. The new
with Electro Gremlin?
Oh, so there's a character Spider for everyone. Spider Gremlin? A lawyer for each of us.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was a compelling, phenomenal performance by a lot of people around it. And just... compelling little movie.
They're saying Best Picture nominations in the cards for it. Yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
People like it.
Yeah. I think that's crazy this year. The movies that nobody heard of are going to be the ones nominated for Best Picture.
That's always been.
Yeah, like, how often are you like, man, I got to watch The Artist? See?
That's a great example. The Academy definitely doesn't have their finger on the pulse of what people like.
I gave up when Fury Road got nominated but didn't win because I was like, come on, let's all be honest with ourselves. We love that movie.
Yeah.
We don't even know what won that year.
What do you think about this new one that's coming out?
I'm excited.
I get to Young Joy Furiosa. Doesn't look human. She looks like she's CGI created.
Right, because her eyes are by her ears.
Yeah, her eyes are like, she got chameleon eyes almost. But it's like, it doesn't, every time I watch the trailer, I was like, that isn't a real person. And they was like, no, that's her real face. And I'm like, stop telling me that. Because they was like, no, it's real. I'm like, that's not real. But also, I don't understand why she's doing that fucking accent. because Charlize Theron didn't have that accent in Fury Road. Like, if you watch the movie again, because I'm like, this is a prequel. Like, what happened in those 20 years? And she was like, I'm going to lose an accent.
That much time on the road, you lose an accent.
I guess so.
What's her accent in this new one?
It's less like, furious.
What is that, the prequel to the Fast and Furious movies? I think it's like an Australian accent of sorts. And it's like, it does. It's like, no, she wasn't doing that.
Oh, maybe that's because they filmed it down under. And so she just was like, got it from the crew.
I guess so.
She just picks it up.
Dingo ate my baby.
Yeah, it's like a semester abroad. She just comes back being like, spotty. My friends all did that in England. Okay.
Well, those were three terrific, you know, I mean, I've seen one of them, and but these are all very acclaimed motion pictures that you picked, so I feel like they're all contenders for best movie of the year, and we are going to play some games right after this break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back!
Yay!
All right, so during the break, we selected people in the audience that my guests are going to play on behalf of to win the Aura frames and some stuff from Cannabis Cafe, and they are Eliza's playing for Chelsea, Jay is playing for Ciaran, and Wayne is playing for Alicia. And just add an end to everything. Chelsean, Ciaran, and Alician. Here we go. I'm gonna sit down on Jay's wobbly stool.
The wobbly stool was wobbly.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. I can't believe you were put up with it for as long as you did. Thank God I have this table to hold me up.
See?
The first game we're going to play tonight is, this will be the last time we play it for a little while, because it's called IMDb XMAS. IMDb Christmas. On the page of every motion picture on the Internet Movie Database, they list at the top, they'll say the top four billed people in whatever the given movie is.
Right.
And what I'll do is I will start to name the top four billed people according to IMDb for a particular holiday film.
The top four, holiday in quotes, you know.
As I'm saying them, you can guess. Everybody on stage gets to guess as often as they like until somebody figures out, you know, says the correct title. And then I will announce you the winner of that particular
point.
Can
I guess before you say a name?
Pre-guess?
Pre-guess.
Like you have a guess right now?
Yeah.
For like the first round?
I'm just going to guess.
Looking at the first round. What's your guess?
Love Actually?
No.
Just throw it out.
Save it for round two.
I don't know. Just throw it.
That would have been fun.
Just throwing out Love Actually. Just
that
like,
would have been
like,
fun.
Love Simon? I was just going to do love movies.
But that would have been probably like Hugh Grant's probably top build for that one. You know, so it would be Hugh Grant and probably like Liam Neeson, Emma Thompson, yeah. Alan Rickman. But it'll be four names. But, you know, you probably don't need to hear all four.
Of course.
In
of course.
Most of these
I was just
cases.
A crazy. I was just feeling confident.
Yeah. And I just, I don't want to, like, get anybody too revved up or too excited. Right. But Eliza was nice enough to bring an extra item that's going to go in the prize package tonight. Yeah, that's right. I almost kept this for myself. It's so good. It's a pack of Topps bubblegum trading cards from the television series Growing Pains.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So the way everybody just went, oh. Y'all didn't give a shit when he was like, Topps bubblegum, I don't give a shit. Growing Pains.
You can resell that frame.
That's pretty exciting.
I agree with you guys.
Yeah, that's a pretty exciting item. So that's how serious these games are.
Can I tell you what it would have brought if you had reminded me to bring something?
Yes.
Well, I don't ask my guests to bring stuff anymore, but okay. If I did, what would you have brought?
Saltburn screener.
A screener. Ooh. You got of that terrific movie Saltburn.
You are petty.
Probably
you're
your second
so
choice. It's your second choice for movie of the year, right?
No, I haven't seen
Saltburn.
Yet,
haven't watched the screener?
No.
You're going to give it away before watching it?
I like watching movies in the theater.
Oh, that's
that.
True. You that's do like true. To see
it. I know what I would have gave, and people might have hated me.
You would have?
It would have been a nice Blu-ray or 4K copy of the critically acclaimed film Morbius.
Wow.
I mean, I also brought a balaclava that I knitted, and I don't know why.
What but why does it look like it has a price tag on it?
Oh, yeah. That's the care tag that I put on it.
Oh.
But I'm not going to make someone take home this weird balaclava that I knitted for no good reason.
That's a big-ass safety pin.
Yeah, that was all I could find. I was like, I got to get stuff.
All right, I have another pre-guess.
See, this is what happens, Eliza, if you don't... If you stall, he's going to come up with another pre-guess.
Sorry, everybody else. Okay.
What's your next pre-guess, Wayne?
Oh, no, I was just kidding. Am I allowed to?
No. I don't know what any of this pre-guess nonsense is about.
Play the game!
Exactly.
Play the goddamn game.
We're going to play the real game.
I'm just going to guess holiday movies. Because I know about six Juneteenth movies that I'm going to guess.
I think he means this holiday specifically.
That's more than me, shit. I was like, there's
that's
six?
That's my favorite holiday. That's my favorite holiday.
I know a couple of
Wait,
St. Patrick's Day
films. All holidays or Christmas specific?
It's basically Christmas.
Okay.
You know,
you know
how this goes.
Yeah.
When
winter
you say holidays,
okay.
There's a few movies that creep in there. But
Dr. King Day, and a wrench.
He said holiday.
Juneteenth is an official holiday.
All right, I'm ready. Let's do the names.
In the rules.
All the blackening.
To recap, for any audience members who don't know what the fuck is happening, I'm going to start reading the top four names, top four build in a Christmas or holiday-themed motion picture, and you three on stage, just guess wildly until somebody gets it.
Cool.
All right. Top build in this first title is Jim Carrey.
The Grinch.
Grinch.
Who Stole Christmas?
The second name.
Wait.
The Mask Who Stole Christmas.
The second name after Jim Carrey is Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman.
Oh, my God.
Slow Horses.
Oh, shit.
The third name.
Batman. Nope.
Nope.
Gary Oldman.
Fuck movie Gary Oldman. Was it The Truman Show?
Now, it can't just have been released at this time of year.
Third name, Colin Firth.
Love Batchelor?
And the fourth name is not going to be help to anybody. Because it's Steve Valentine.
What the fuck is Steve?
Oh, shit.
The great
this is,
Steve Valentine.
The Polar Express. There we go.
Comes in at number four. Not Polar Express. Any last guesses on stage?
No.
Wait, okay.
Jim Carrey. Yeah.
Gary Oldman. Colin Firth.
Like, this is either...
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
You either know it or you don't when you hear the name Jim Carrey in Christmas movie.
Yeah.
But they said it.
Who did?
I said the Grinch. We said the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Yeah, there's that one.
Shit, we don't know.
That's a pretty iconic.
And then there's
Christmas
also
Jim Carrey choice.
Jim Carrey, Gary Oldman, Colin Firth, Steve Valentine,
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, Santa LLC.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's the he is in the head of the marketing department for Santa Corp.
No,
and
no,
Gary Oldman is Santa.
No matter how much you make up about it, that's not going to make it the answer.
All right, but call me.
I was going to be really fucking amazed if she was right.
What is it? What is it?
It is A Christmas Carol.
What?
Really?
Starring Jim Carrey, massive hit movie, animated. Robert Zemeckis directed it.
Oh, I thought
Jim Carrey played a bunch of the roles.
No, they made like 18 million of those.
Ain't that a bitch? My leg went to sleep on this.
So there you go. All right. So that's round one out of 42 rounds.
Fuck.
So here we go. Let's just play the game and come up with a winner.
I wasn't thinking animated.
The game while Wayne continues to speak.
Okay. Ready? Go ahead.
No one was thinking animated.
Ready for the next
round? We're ready.
It's not Doug loves animated.
Make some more comments.
Exactly.
Keep talking. I'll just wait over here. This is like Celebrity Jeopardy. All right. They run wild on that show. Okay. Top build. It's a Christmas movie.
Oh.
Bruce Willis.
Die Hard.
William Atherton. Bonnie Bedelia.
Die Hard 2.
None of you get the fucking point. Okay, that was all at the same time.
Okay.
All right. Round three. Here we go. Kurt Russell. Goldie Hawn.
Overboard.
Darby Camp.
Oh, shit. What's the name of that fucking
That's how it works. If you could think of the name of that fucking movie, Julian Dennison.
Not my Santa.
Demison.
Santa
Julian
who?
Demison.
Baby Santa.
I love that in this one, you're all supposed to be yelling out the Christmas Chronicles because it's a famous Christmas movie that starred Kurt Russell.
Right.
But then when you yell that out, I would say, no, that's incorrect because this is the sequel, The Christmas Chronicles Part 2.
Okay, I see what you're doing. I see what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. Round four.
Yeah.
Peter Billingsley. Aaron Hayes.
A Christmas Story. Another Christmas Story.
Christmas Story.
Christmas Stories.
River Droche.
Christmas Story?
Julian Lane.
Christmas Story Read. Oh, I know it. Is it A Christmas Story
Revisited?
No.
Oh. No, Christmas Story Redo.
My dad's dead, but I did Christmas Story.
What is this?
Is it that?
The answer is A Christmas Story Christmas.
Yeah. Very good.
Nice. All right.
I think I was right.
You guys are going to be terrible at every single one of these.
I love how obscure these are. This is
a Christmas Story.
They're not that obscure.
They are.
Hold on. Wait, for those in attendance, who the fuck has heard of A Christmas Story Christmas?
It just came out last year and was heavily publicized.
Oh, I didn't know the name was
the kid grown up.
I described it correctly. It would have been a better name. My dad's dead.
That's
Christmas.
Good. That's a good
That's
name.
True.
Thank you.
Okay, round five. Nobody has any points.
Right.
Mila Kunis.
Jesus.
Oh,
Bad Mom's Christmas.
There you go. We got Jay Washington is on the board.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thanks. You did it, buddy. All right.
It's a real relief.
All right. 1 point for Jay.
Nice work.
Yes. Round six. Steve Martin.
Mixed Nuts.
That is correct. Eliza.
Jesus.
Fuck yeah. I was like, Mixed Nuts is going to be in the bag. Yeah.
That was, this is a really unpredictable group up here. I thought Mixed Nuts might have been one of the tougher ones, but it turns out that was an easy one.
Real unapproachable crowd.
Yeah. Madeline Kahn, Robert Klein, and Anthony LaPaglia were the remaining top four.
I believe Liev Schreiber is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Parker Posey and Adam Sandler. And Damn. It's got a big cast, but
not
it did
a good,
not,
not
work
a good movie.
Out. I do not recommend it.
Nora Ephron. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is so exciting because round six starts with Richard. You could say Sir Richard Attenborough.
Sir Richard.
Second build, Elizabeth Perkins. Third, Dylan McDermott.
A white movie.
Is it the Family Stone?
The fourth name will be no help to anyone.
Fuck.
The great character actor, great late character actor, J.T. Walsh.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that help you
it's
answer?
It's the one that's not a Family Stone, but I'm getting mixed up.
Oh,
give me the four
Love
again.
The Coopers or whatever that's called.
Give me the four names again. Where just the run Coopers? Them through.
Is it that? Oh, fuck.
No, it's not that. Richard Attenborough.
Yes.
Elizabeth Perkins. Dylan McDermott. And J.T. Walsh.
A Bit of a Christmas.
Is that The Exorcist?
Home
too?
For the Holidays.
Yeah, that's the one.
This is a remake of a very popular
It's a Wonderful Life
movie, and it's called Miracle at 34th Street.
Too late.
Oh, that is
but
true.
You can't yell out the answer true. While I'm saying the answer.
It was already done.
And he played Santa.
I don't have any
Attenborough
bells or
Santa
anything,
clothes,
but
I remember this.
Here we go.
And Dylan McDermott was a little girl. I know.
All right. So, Wayne, you have to sit this last one out.
Why?
Because we're going to break the tie.
I gotcha. Sorry.
That's all right. You'll be back in our next game. We still got two more games to play.
Jesus.
And we'll start with you. I'll start with the next round of this game that begins with Nicolas Cage.
National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets. National Treasure.
I don't believe either of those were Christmas
Moonstruck.
Movies. Also not a Christmas. It might have been a Christmassy scene in Moonstruck.
Yeah, it's snowing. We're not meant to be perfect. We're not the snowflakes. We're meant to fuck up and love each other. You know that scene.
Yeah, that's Christmas.
Scrooge.
No, he's not in
that. He's not in that. Gone in 60 seconds.
All right, the second name is John Lovitz.
Pig.
Your personal opinions don't need to be...
No, the movie. The movie.
Nicolas Cage, John Lovitz, Dana Carvey.
What?
Comedy, stand-up comedy legend, Dana Carvey. Used to have a very...
It's a wonderful
weird
life.
Picture of him drawn
turtle,
outside
turtle.
On the wall.
Annie.
I can't believe... I devised a game where someone, one of the three of you, was supposed to get every... You know what I mean? There's supposed to be a correct answer eventually on each of these.
Like you look so disturbed and upset.
It's just really surprising to me that we're through all of it. We're down to a two-person tie, and nobody knows the title of a movie that takes place at Christmas that stars Nicolas Cage, John Lovitz, and Dana Carvey as three bank robbers who get trapped in a town called Paradise.
Paradise Cove?
Trapped in Paradise. You've never heard of that movie?
Never heard of it. I'll
that's,
watch it.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's
that
probably...
is amazing.
Doug, who did you think was going to know that?
Yeah.
Trapped in Paradise, starring Nicolas Cage.
Of the three of us.
Any of you. All three of you claim to love movies.
I do, but I don't know anything.
Yeah, that's wild that you'd never even heard of it.
No.
You didn't even remember disliking it, because you must have seen it, Wayne.
I think we hurt his feelings.
Did you?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
No, it's just wild.
What year is that?
I think it's 19. Who gives
a
fuck?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you did. To be fair, you did name a lot of Nicolas Cage.
I was about to go to Con Air and a minute keep playing.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we're going to have to call that one a tie as well. And this next one, it's impossible for there is going to be a winner no matter what.
Right.
Absolutely guaranteed. And the game is called How Long Is It? And basically, I'm supposed to raise my hands when I say the name of a game that we're playing.
Uh-huh.
I've lost all control. It's called How Long Is It?
Yeah!
Thanks, everybody. how long is it? Is a game where I'll tell you something, I'll name something,
yeah,
and then you each guess how long it is.
I love it.
And
complete running time.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And Price is Right style, whoever's closest without going over be the winner.
I'm so childish right now.
Why? What happened?
Because my brain is going to compare everything to my shoe size. Now, and I wear a 14.
Oh, all right. I mean, this is when I say how long is it, it could be something that's quite long.
Right.
And in this case, I believe it is, because I need you to tell me
the length.
What's that? The length of the Tom Hanks holiday movie oeuvre. The two films that I consider to be Tom Hanks' Christmas movies, if you take the length of both of those movies, what's the total length in minutes?
Okay. The average Tom Hanks
or movie? Hours in minutes?
And are you telling us which order to answer in, or are we meant to just... Okay.
Eliza, you're up first.
Motherfuck. Okay.
I'll double check your answer. You don't have to stick to your first
240.
240.
No. 210.
210 what?
Exactly. Minutes.
Okay. 210 minutes. Okay. Jay?
What did she say again?
She said 210 minutes.
$1. Oh, sorry. I can't do that. That doesn't work.
315 minutes?
Yeah, total.
Okay.
If you go two different movies, it can be different lengths each one. I'm just going to take a guess.
That is part of the, yeah.
Yeah. It could be the same length. That'd be weird, but.
All right, I'm just going to go.
Could be different lengths.
212?
Motherfucker.
Sorry.
Classic.
Basically $1, Jew.
Classic $1. Wait, but she said 210, right?
Yeah.
Why'd you leave that 1 minute?
I didn't want to be a jerk.
The door opened to your fall.
You just wanted to leave a little bit of a chance.
Just a little bit.
All right. Well, the two films, holiday classics to some, I'm not a fan of either. The Polar Express.
Yeah.
And You've Got Mail.
Right.
Yeah, and Polar Express is 100 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
100 nightmarish minutes.
100.
90 some of which are getting to the
actual train.
We may all be over.
No, the train just shows up in the front yard in the middle of the night and says, "Children, climb on board."
That is weird. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
so
when they
weird.
Die, right?
So weird.
Eddie Deason, right?
Fuck. And You Got Mail is only like 90 minutes long.
Surprisingly, no. It was the start of the comedies that are too long trend or something, because this particular movie was 119 minutes.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. So that was an excellent first bid, Eliza. Damn, and that's what happens on Price is Right all the time. It's a great first bid. Someone will fuck you over by dollaring you.
I double-dollared her.
It's 219 minutes. Wayne's bid of 212 is the closest without going over. Wayne Fetterman won. How long is it?
And
he gets to go first in our next and final game after the break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back!
Yay!
Oh, my God. We are going to play a game that's going to determine it all today. And this one also will have a winner. We're going to play Super Last Person Standing Holiday Edition.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So We're going to get three names of actors slash actresses from audience members. Let's start with Eliza's person, Chelsea. What do you got for us, Chelsea? Elijah Wood. I love it.
Okay.
Love Elijah
nice
Wood.
Choice.
Interesting choice. Jay says, fuck. Jay's choice, Ciaran, who would you like us to include in the game today?
Natalie Portman.
Yes. Just talking about her. So
yes.
we already mentioned a couple.
Right.
We already mentioned a couple of titles. And then Wayne's Alicia.
Kurt Russell.
Another previously mentioned.
Natalie Portman. Really? You couldn't have said Ice Cube? DMX? Tyrese? Natalie Portman? You don't want
to
win.
It's unfortunate, James.
Shut up,
people are not strategic about it. Ever. They're just like, I like Natalie Portman. Why wouldn't Jay Washington know all of her films?
I feel like we've named a lot of Natalie Portman movies.
No, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't remember that shit.
Oh, well, maybe it's a listening competition.
But you'll be good. You'll be good with the Kurt Russell movie.
I hope to God
you
I will.
Know some Kurt Russell movies. All right. So Wayne won that last game, so he gets to go first. So we'll go Wayne, Eliza, Jay, then me, because I play in this game too,
just for the
fun of it, just to be a spoiler. And I didn't know what names were going to be chosen tonight, so I couldn't prepare. But I have put a lifetime into watching the films of Elijah Wood, Natalie Portman, and Kurt Russell. I've seen most of them, so I feel pretty good about it, but we'll see.
It'd be a great cast for a tough family drama.
It's tough with the pressure. Yeah, and I don't think any of them have worked together, but that's
I have a point of clarification. Point of clarification.
Please.
Can it be a TV movie?
No.
Can't be. Okay.
Natalie Portman?
I don't think it's ever been in a TV movie, so no worries there. All right. Start us off, Wayne.
The Professional.
Sometimes referred to as Leon the Professional.
Yeah, Leon the Professional. Yeah.
All right. Eliza?
May, December.
Yeah, we were just talking about it.
Thor, Love, and Thunder.
We weren't talking about it, but that is a correct answer. Good job. You decided to go Portman on us.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. All right, I'm going to go Kurt Russell and say John Carpenter's The Thing.
I'm going to say Kurt Russell. I don't know if the right director, but it's Escape from New York. Is that also John Carpenter?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Escape from New York.
Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Overboard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned that earlier, too. Eliza's just...
I'm saving the good cards.
Yeah, you're nailing all the ones we've already talked about.
Big Trouble, Little China.
Yes. I'm going to take an obvious one for Natalie Portman and say Black Swan.
Yeah. That was in my brain. Thank you.
Get it out of your brain.
I'm going to do my favorite Kurt Russell. Maybe the first one I saw, The Computer Who Wore Tennis Shoes.
Nice. That really opens up some floodgates right
young
there.
I know. I'm old.
Jackie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Jackie. Natalie Portman.
Are we doing Natalie Portman or Kurt Russell? Doesn't matter.
Anyone.
Or
Elijah Wood. If you want to pull some wood.
Elijah Wood, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, right.
Fellowship of the Ring.
I was gonna say full title, Jay. Yeah. I was gonna say to you, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Yeah. Damn it, there you go.
That's the one that won the Oscar.
Yeah,
right?
We did it. Yeah.
Is that the one that was two parts?
Or The Fellowship?
No.
Anyway, there was three of them with Elijah Wood.
Was he in the... Okay, no.
You can go to your lifeline,
you can
say any Kurt Russell, any Natalie Portman that we haven't said so far, any Elijah Wood.
Closer.
Yes.
Thor: The Dark World. Natalie Portman.
Yep.
That's true. Good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. Nice work. I'm going to do a... I saw this movie for the first time. I recommend it. I saw it during Halloween times. Cooties has...
that's that new
Elijah
one, right?
Wood is in it.
Yeah, that's new one.
It's good.
Yeah, that was good.
It's good. Little Kid Zombies. You liked it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was the one we were talking about at Dynasty Typewriter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Wayne, back to you.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I think I have it. Death Proof.
Damn it, you took my...
Oh, really?
I swear I was about to say Death Proof.
I know it was originally in another movie, but it was released on its
they
own.
They brought it out on its own.
On its own.
But it was always a full movie inside of Grindhouse.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's Planet Terror.
Right? Do I get credit for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's listed in, you know, books and stuff as a full movie.
It's books.
Yeah. It's true. What do you got, Eliza?
Brothers. Natalie Portman.
She's in that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say okay.
Do you want to bet the whole thing?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not betting against it. But you mean with Jake Gyllenhaal and Hugh Jackman?
Jake Gyllenhaal and Tobey Maguire.
Oh, Brothers.
Yeah, that's...
I was thinking of Prisoners.
Oh, no, Brothers.
Yeah, and Natalie Portman is not in Prisoners.
I haven't seen it,
but
so...
But yeah, she's probably... You're right about Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What'd you say, Jay?
Oh, I hadn't said mine yet.
You didn't do yours yet?
Oh, I used mine yet. Okay. Kurt Russell, The Hateful Eight.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, very good. Oh, yeah. I love this old Kurt Russell Disney movies thing. I'm going to say...
Oh, no.
The World's Strongest Man.
Yeah. I'm going to keep with the Disney theme. I might have this wrong, but I'm going to go Herbie the Love Bug.
He wasn't in that.
You sure?
Yes.
As the kid?
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Sorry.
No,
No. No. But, you know, you got other ones.
Wait, is that... Am I out?
Not out. You just get to say something else.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's how
it works? I'm just rejecting it.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. You sure? Okay. Let's go...
You know, Love Bug would be thought of as a movie that has Kurt Russell in it. Like, you can't name any of the actors in Love Bug because it's, you know,
Buddy
didn't have Kurt Russell in it.
Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, Buddy Hackett and Dean Jones.
Yeah. All right, I may be wrong about that. All right, let's go Escape from New York 2.
No.
That's not a movie?
It kind of is.
They made a sequel to it.
They sure did. What was it called?
Wasn't.
Return to it? All right, I'm going
to
go.
Do I go to your lifeline?
I'm going to go for a lifeline.
Yep.
Escape from L.A.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Snake.
This could be my last round, guys.
So we're allowed to guess and get it wrong and then guess again.
Sort of. I mean.
Yeah.
Free Willy.
you can't just say a bunch of titles.
I'm not saying a bunch of titles. Was
okay.
Elijah Wood in Free Willy?
No, Free Willy.
Are you sure?
Who do you think's in Free Willy?
Elijah Wood.
No, that's some other kid.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm real sure about that one.
All right, V for Vendetta. Elijah Wood, just kidding. Natalie Portman.
V for Vendetta is Natalie Portman, correct. Jay, I like her system, though. She's going to get one guess each time.
Right.
I mean,
and
that was the one that I was
give
like,
the
was
real
that
answer.
Him? Where was the first time I saw him?
Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith.
Ooh.
Oh, we're going to do that now? I don't know if I'm ready.
Star
Wars, Attack of the Clones.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to know these prequels. I've seen them, but I'm not. I tried to block them out.
Good pull right there.
Very good. That's very good. I think I might be done, but I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess anyway. Boys.
Who's in that?
Elijah Wood.
Is it a movie called Boys?
B-O-Y-S.
Yeah. What is that?
It was a movie. It's like a coming-of-age movie.
Called Boys? Who are the other boys?
I don't know. It wasn't. I don't know. You never saw Boys?
I've seen lots of boys.
If you don't have any other information about it, you can't say it that way. You can't, like, you know, boys.
Boys.
Come on, boys.
It's coming of age thing.
Yeah, well, he's into coming of age movies, for sure.
It takes place in Texas. You don't know?
All right, I'm making it up.
I'm out.
Really? You were making it up the whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
You're so committed to it.
I know.
Boys. Come on, boys.
I'm out. Sorry.
It was a good try, Eliza. What's your first guess?
Did I say closer?
Yes.
Okay, Vox Lux.
Yes. Jay.
Avengers Endgame. Natalie Portman is in it.
Sure.
When they go travel back in time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Makes sense.
These are good.
It's a reasonable move for her.
You think I didn't pull every goddamn nerd movie in my head out?
I'm just like, I'm blanking on, I saw so many Natalie Portman movies over the years, and now.
You're on that list.
I'm just like, what? What is that one called? The one where she's like pregnant?
That's The Professional.
No.
Can I be listed as Eliza Schlesinger on this?
That's hilarious. Yeah, there's another Jay Washington that came with me.
Whose turn is it? Mine?
Yes, you.
Okay. I'm going to go, The Good Son.
God damn it. That was my Elijah
Wood. Oh, shit.
Damn it. That was the one Elijah Wood what I had holding.
Elijah Wood and Macaulay Culkin.
That was the one I was holding on to.
Yeah. Back to you, Eliza.
What? Really?
Yeah, Wayne's out.
I'm out. Boys was not a real guess.
Oh.
Boys was just a fuck around.
Yeah. He wasn't in The Hobbit,
was
he?
He was just having fun. I think he shows up in The Hobbit.
He does show up.
The Hobbit.
Yeah. And then there's a subtitle after The Hobbit, though. There's
Elijah Woods is in it.
Smaug. The Desolation of Smaug. And The Forbidden Journey. I think he was in The Forbidden Journey. You want to go with that one?
Yes.
Okay, Jay.
Fuck. That's not a movie none of them are in. I'm going to use my... Do I want to use it now? So I'm running blanks on Kurt Russell for some reason.
I'm really fucked up that I don't have more Kurt Russell.
He's in so many movies.
I know he is.
It's insane the amount of movies
I can't say Monarch on Apple Plus.
Yeah, because that's him and his son. I'm going to use my lifeline.
Okay. Garden State. Natalie Portman. You. That's a nice one. Good job.
Will you accept a Joseph Gordon-Levitt for an Elijah Wood?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right, never mind.
I don't think I'm in the market for him instead of the other guy. But I forgot what one I was going to say. Kurt Russell, old school. He is a guy with a pet chimpanzee that he discovers, and he works at a TV network as a page, and he discovers that the chimpanzee has good taste in television.
Are you pitching?
This is a real movie. And then the movie's about how this monkey he rises to the top using the monkey's ideas. It's kind of like Ratatouille.
Man, and, I feel like it's my TV.
It's called The Barefoot Executive.
Oh.
Yeah.
There Hollywood in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eliza?
Yes.
What do you got?
Okay.
Big Finish.
The Thing 2. No. Was he in Bird on a Wire?
Who, Mel Gibson?
Fuck. I was going for Kurt Russell.
Right, because Goldie Hawn is in Bird on a Wire.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I thought they had done two together.
Did you use your lifeline yet?
No, lifeline?
Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Kurt
nice,
Russell
Chelsea.
As Ego.
You're winning it yourself.
Nicely done. That one was floating around in my head.
You know, V for Vendetta is also a comic book movie.
That's true.
It's an Alan Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to rub that in. Fucking with your identity, you know.
What do you think, Jay?
I think I'm about to lose.
Is this it?
Shit.
She pulled out
Guardians 2. God damn it. And I was holding on. I was like, yo, what else do I have? Give me a second.
Have you used yours?
I used mine for Garden State, whatever it was.
Shit,
Give me a second. Hold on. Let me see. He was only ego and then one. He wasn't in nothing else. She was only in those three. She wasn't in shit else yet. Fuck. Okay. He did.
You had a good run, dude.
Yeah, we did. It's a wrap.
You did it. You did
damn
it.
And I'm out.
What's the one where he plays like Allen Ginsberg or something?
Who? What? Can we celebrate your Eliza, win right
oh, sorry.
Now?
Okay. All right.
Eliza
sorry.
Skinner, everybody.
Won.
She did it. That
thank
means,
you, Chelsea.
That means you get to do. Wait, but I am curious now. Who played Allen Ginsberg?
Well, wasn't he in one where it was like a, like who? About like Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood.
Where it was like
supposed to be Ginsberg.
Or like the
Trial
Beast
of
Poets
the Seven
or something. Didn't he do something like that?
Was he in the
the
Trial
of Chicago
Davis?
Seven? He wasn't in.
He
that.
Wasn't.
Or was no. he in Llewyn Davis? No, nothing. Nobody
damn
knows
it.
What I'm talking
inside
about.
Inside Llewyn Davis?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like something where he was like, "Hey, for real though, I know words."
I love your approach. Just throw titles out there, and maybe
hey,
somebody
I
was
Wayne.
In there, and you totally took it down.
Can somebody look up Boys? Just
you win.
Off chance that's a real movie.
There's movies probably called Boys.
And Free Willy, because I'm pretty sure he was
for
in
the fun
that.
There was The Boy also. There was a Taika Waititi, I think. But anyway, Eliza, do your plugs. What would you like to promote?
Oh, my album, Regarding Your Lovers. Also, I have a podcast called Angry Little Goats that we have brought back, and we watched a whole bunch of movies. So if you like movies, you'll like that.
I love it. Thank you for being here. Congratulations to who were you playing for again? You were playing for Chelsea. Chelsea, you get the basket.
Yay!
And the Aura Frames. Yay. AuraFrames.com.
Perfect.
Use the code DLM.
Oh, my God.
Perfect for white elephant
now Jay's
parties.
Looking at his phone, which, you know, I you're going to find out a lot, right?
Yeah, because I forgot he's in all the back half of the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, Kurt Russell, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in, like, starting around 5
yeah,
or 7.
Yeah, he's in the back half.
Like
is he in a legit Godzilla movie? Because he's in the Godzilla TV show.
No, he's not in the movie. He's just in the show.
Okay.
Oh,
he's in, I forgot about Stargate.
Yeah.
Right.
No, Stargate. There's a lot.
Oh, my God, yeah.
According to this, he's in
Santa
Forrest Gump.
Santa Chronicles? Which one was it from the beginning?
The crazy part is, according to IMDb.
Oh, Christmas Chronicles, Christmas part Chronicles. 2, 1 and 2.
According to IMDb, Kurt Russell is in Forrest Gump. You will never believe who he's playing in Forrest Gump.
Is it
Elvis.
Forrest Gump?
President.
He's Elvis.
I believed it.
Yeah, because he's in the movie Elvis. Well, which is a TV movie. Right?
We should have talked about movies earlier in the show during that talking about movies part. This is the Wayne Fetterman. Tell us your credits. Where can people find you?
Well, I'm going to be part of the Wayne Fetterman World Tour, which is only one place I'm going, which is Glendale, Arizona over New Year's. So it's at the Splitsiders.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So come see me there Friday, Saturday.
You mean Side Splitters?
Oh, boy.
No.
Oh, well.
I don't think it's called Side Splitters.
It's called Split Siders?
Jesus, I'm in trouble now. It's one. I have one gig that you. I think it is called Split Siders. You think it's called what?
Side Splitters. The expression is side splitting
okay,
comedy,
that's
not
probably
split
right. That's probably
comedy.
Right. That's right. Anyway, it's the only comedy club in Glendale. I'll be there. And no, it's not either one of those. It's not either one of those. Stir Crazies.
Stir Crazies.
Thank you.
No,
thank
really? Is it really yeah. Stir Crazies?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I messed up. Right. I'm reeling from not getting that Kurt Russell thing. Stir Crazies.
All right. He's going to be going stir crazy in Glendale, Arizona over New Year's. Go join him. Jay Washington, what would you like to plug?
I'll say shit. January 56th, I'm at the Kansas City Improv with David Lucas. Check that out. Check out the BBC Club podcast. That's Black Boy Content Club podcast. Yeah, that's I know the name is a trip. And then the Before the Bell podcast that I have, we talk about all pro wrestling and everything like that.
So, yeah. Nice. I'm going to be at San Francisco Sketch Fest again this year, or rather next, January 21st. 2024 in San Francisco. Go to sfsketchfest.com for tickets to my shows there. And we're back here once again at the lab at the Improv on Tuesday, January 16th. Thank you to all of you for coming out this evening.
You.
Let's hear it one more time for my guests, Wade Fetterman, Eliza Skinner, and Jay Washington. Eliza, as champion, we got to have you back real soon, like
I would
right
love
away.
To.
Be excited
yes,
to have you again.
Woo!
And as always, if this is their idea of Christmas, I gotta be here for New Year's.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.